North Carolina-based First Citizens is to buy Silicon Valley Bank. That's a tech industry-focused financial institution that collapsed earlier this month. There's been much nervousness on financial markets in the U.S. and elsewhere in the world after the collapse of both that bank and Signature Bank. And it has prompted questions about whether other U.S. banks have enough cash on hand to cover the withdrawals of depositors.
People stowed a lot of cash in banks early in the pandemic. They needed to put their government relief aid somewhere. But Dominic Miartin, CEO of Optus Bank in South Carolina, says those days of liquidity pouring in are over.
Well, we grew largely during that period. Since that time, that liquidity has been gradually trickling out of the system.
Part of the issue, he says, is that some of his competitors started offering higher yields after the Federal Reserve started raising interest rates. Now that Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank have failed, Miartin says his bank's concerned that the gradual trickle could pick up.
Our board and team was very concerned about the situation and definitely spoke in favor of us raising additional liquidity, even though we may not need it today.
Miartin says that's because Optus Bank is making a lot of loans. It needs to hang on to its customers' deposits. So it's followed its competition and increased the interest it pays on certain deposits.
And we may have to offer up a rate, frankly, that a year ago would be unconscionable. We would not even consider that rate. But today, you know, we may have to get a little bit more aggressive.
Miartin says there hasn't been an uptick in withdrawals within the last week, but people could start pulling their money if they get worried about the banking system more generally, says Julie Hill, a law professor at the University of Alabama.
When they're faced with concerns, they think that the easier thing to do is to withdraw their money and move it rather than do a bunch of research to see if their bank is better situated than others.
Hill says that's why government regulators have been stepping in to offer banks more liquidity. Just over a week ago, the Federal Reserve created the Bank Term Funding Program, which offers one-year loans to banks that need the money.
They don't want people to watch on the news and see one or two or three banks failing and think, oh my goodness, my money isn't safe in banks. I need to go take it out and put it under my mattress or whatever.
Or go put it in another bigger bank. The thinking being?
Money likes to be with other money, right? Money likes to be where it's safe, and it's safe at JP Morgan. It's safe at, you know, Citibank. It's safe at Bank of America.
That's Marisa Baradaran, a law professor at UC Irvine. She says history has shown that the government's willing to step in and save banks if it considers them systemically important.
I mean, the system itself rewards, I think, the larger banks because it has the most protections for when they fail because of the too big to fail problem.
There's a good reason to leave money in smaller banks, says Robert James II, CEO of Carver Financial Corporation. It's a minority-owned company with community banks in Alabama and Georgia.
If a company is doing business in the Savannah region, for example, and they want to make sure that a portion of their dollars are impacting the Savannah community, a big employer should make a deposit with our institution.
James says the last few years have demonstrated that smaller banks can step up in times of crisis.
We saw that during the pandemic when our banks were the ones that were able to step in and help people that needed PPP loans or needed other assistance and needed to get to a person that they could talk to.
James says the banks have been reaching out to potential and current clients over the past week to reassure them.
We have the highest capital ratio that we've ever enjoyed in the history of our institution, which is almost 100 years old.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.